What do you call the covering for a pillow?
Pillowcase.
If a woman is wearing beads around her neck, you might say that's certainly a pretty what of beads?
String of beads.
If two men have a fight and one defeats the other very soundly, you might say that one man really...
whipped over.
What do you call the back part of a man's legs? When he's squatting down like this, you'd say he's down on his...
calf of his leg.
Uh-huh. Would you ever say hunches?
Yeah. Sit down on his hunches.
Pardon?
Sit down on his hunches.
Uh-huh. Would you say hunkers?
Yeah, hunkers.
Which one would you...
I'd say, well, he's more apt to say he's sitting down on his hunkers, on the hunkers of his leg.
Thank you. What are some words that mean a stingy person? You might say he never wants to turn loose a penny. He's really a...
close wad.
Any other thing you might say?
No, not that I know of.
When, suppose a person is wearing funny looking clothes, you'd say he really looks...
wearing funny looking clothes?
Yeah, he has real funny looking clothes on. You'd say, well, that fella really looks...
kind of what kind of clothes he'd have on, if he's dressed up or something.
Just regular. Would you say slouchy or tacky?
Yeah, about slouchy.
What if it were a woman instead of a man?
Say the same thing. Say she'd dress slouchy.
Okay. When a woman is wearing her best clothes, you'd say she's really all...
dolled up.
When a woman is wearing her best clothes, you'd say she's really...
dolled up.
What if it was a man?
Well, we'd say the same thing. He's dressed up.
Okay, thank you. What word would you use to refer to an old person that's very lively and gets around unusually well? You might say, he's certainly...
well, we usually say, well, he gets around well.
Okay. Would you ever use a word like lively or pert or spry?
Yeah, spry. You just say he's spry.
What you say that someone who never wants to do any work and doesn't have any ambition is really...
lazy.
What do you call a bird that makes a hole in a tree trunk with its bill?
Woodpecker.
What do you call an insect that jumps around in the grass?
Grasshopper.
What do you call it when someone or something goes out of control? You might say the car skidded on the ice and went...
zigzag.
Okay. Suppose there was an explosion and pieces of metal flew up into every corner of the room. You might say, the pieces of metal went...
everywhere.
Okay. Any other way you might say that?
No, that's about all.
What do you call an old, dilapidated house that evil spirits might live in? Little children are afraid to go into a...
ghost house.
What are those spirits called?
Ghosts.
What do you call something like a black cat that people says brings bad luck?
Well, I just call him a black cat.
Uh-huh. Do you ever hear of jinx or hoodoo?
Yeah, I've heard.
Which one?
Jinx is used mostly.
Okay. What do you call a person who has always brings bad luck? You might say he's a regular...
oh, we usually say he's a regular jinx or something.
What do you call a child whose mother and father are not married?
A gentleman, child.
Okay, did you ever hear anything else? Any other
words? Some people call them bastards. A gentleman is right.